American Language Course, Tape 2207B. Listen. Listen to the following sentences.
Everything on the earth in the form of a solid, a liquid, or a gas is called matter. Your pencil is a solid. The milk you drink is liquid. The air you breathe is a gas. Matter is made of different elements. So far, 102 elements have been identified.
Now you will hear some questions and answers. Repeat the questions and answers after the girl's voice. Then you will hear the questions again. On your own, answer my questions. Repeat when you hear the girl. Answer when you hear me.
What two elements is water made of? Water is made of hydrogen and oxygen.
What two elements is water made of?
Water is made of hydrogen and oxygen. What is a nickel made of? A nickel is made of copper and nickel.
What is a nickel made of?
A nickel is made of copper and nickel. Can we change the form of matter? Yes, we can change the form of matter.
Can we change the form of matter?
Yes, we can change the form of matter. Is all matter made of molecules? Yes, all matter, solids, liquids, and gases, is made of molecules.
Is all matter made of molecules?
Yes, all matter, solids, liquids, and gases, is made of molecules. What metal is used extensively in large buildings? Steel is used very much in large buildings.
What metal is used extensively in large buildings?
Steel is used very much in large buildings. Which metals are used most in electrical wiring? Copper and aluminum are used most in electrical wiring.
Which metals are used most in electrical wiring?
Copper and aluminum are used most in electrical wiring. Is silver a good conductor of electricity? Yes, silver is an excellent conductor of electricity.
Is Is silver a good conductor of electricity?
Yes, silver is an excellent conductor of electricity. Why is silver not used more often for wiring? Because it is an expensive metal.
Why is silver not used more often for wiring?
Because it is an expensive metal. What is an alloy? An alloy is a substance composed of two or more metals.
What is an alloy?
An alloy is a substance composed of two or more metals. Name one common alloy. Brass is a common alloy.
Name one common alloy.
Brass is a common alloy.
Listen. Listen carefully to the following explanation of stability and take notes. If you miss one of the major points, make corrections during the playback. Use your notes to explain what was said to your instructor. Listen and take notes.
As you have noticed, when an automobile is turned to the right, it will tend to return to its original path. Similarly, if it's turned to the left, it tends to return to its original position. An automobile or any vehicle that tends to return to a straight path or steady motion is said to be stable or to have stability. This feature is built into the vehicle to aid the operator in controlling it. It is relatively simple for the manufacturer to provide built-in or original restoring forces in an automobile. The reason for this is that only one motion or one rotation is involved. The builders of aircraft, however, are concerned with several movements or rotations that affect stability. Aircraft must be built with the tendency to return to straight and level flights from left and right turns, from climbing and diving conditions, and from a rolling attitude. In other words, a car is built to rotate only about its vertical axis, whereas an aircraft is built to rotate about its vertical, longitudinal, and lateral axes.
Listen. Listen carefully to the following sentences. Remember what is said. You will be asked questions on the sentences. Answer my questions. Repeat the correct answers after the girl's voice. Listen and answer.
I'm taking 15 hours this semester. That's a regular schedule. My 15-hour study plan is made up of 5 courses. Each course meets 3 hours a week. It's going to be hard because I'm taking a lot of math on top of some other difficult courses.
How many subjects is the student taking?
5. He is taking 5 subjects. He is taking 5 courses.
Why is his course going to be hard?
He's taking a lot of math. Because he is taking a lot of math. His course is going to be hard because he is taking a lot of math.
How often does each course meet?
Each course meets 3 hours a week.
Is his schedule unusually heavy?
No, it isn't. It's a regular schedule.
How many hours a week does he go to class?
15 hours. He goes to class 15 hours a week.
Listen. Let's practice some sentences with the positives. Notice that appositives are used to combine sentences. Listen and repeat.
He is taking a Boeing 707. It is a fast jet. He is taking a Boeing 707, a fast jet. The Boeing 707 is a jet. It is very fast. The Boeing 707, a jet, is very fast.
Mr. Wilson is your next instructor. He will explain the structure of the aircraft. Mr. Wilson, your next instructor, will explain the structure of the aircraft. A valve admits the fuel into the cylinder. It is called the intake valve. A valve, the intake valve, admits the fuel into the cylinder. There is an emergency pump. It is known as the emergency hydraulic pump. There is an emergency pump, known as the emergency hydraulic pump. A valve lets the exhaust gases out of the cylinder. It is called the exhaust valve. A valve, the exhaust valve, lets the exhaust gases out of the cylinder.
He is studying idioms. It is the most difficult part of the language. He is studying idioms, the most difficult part of the language. They have a new instructor. He is an experienced navigator. They have a new instructor, an experienced navigator.
This is the end of tape 2207B.